Chapter 14. The lights in the plane went out again. There were only 11 of them left now. Carl Sandburg and Harold, 4 crew and 5 Americans. They sat together in the middle of the plane. The girl and the young man in the black shirt watched them. Through the window, Carl saw the fuel tanker drive towards the plane. It stopped, and 5 men in white clothes got out. The pilot went to the front of the plane to work the controls, and the men started to refuel the plane. Then he saw another man in a yellow raincoat come out of the airport building. The bearded hijacker started to talk very excitedly. "Is it him?"
"Yes, it is. Our leader. My brother and sister, we have done it. Now, I must welcome him at the door. You, brother, watch the pilot in the cabin, and sister, watch the passengers."
Carl Sandburg watched the man in the yellow coat walk nearer. He could only see one man at the back of the plane refueling it. He thought the others were under the plane somewhere, but he did not know where. Harold put his hand on Carl's arm. Carl looked at him. Harold did not speak, but he was looking at the girl very carefully. As the door opened and the man with the yellow coat came in, the girl turned to look. Through the window, Carl saw a man in a white coat run out from under the plane with something that looked like a grenade in his hand. 2 other men in white ran out behind him. The man's arm went up, and he threw the grenade through the open door. There was a very loud bang at the front of the plane and a flash of white light that burnt Carl's eyes. Almost immediately, there was an even louder bang, bang, and 2 more flashes of white light. Carl could not move. The noise was so loud and the light so bright that he sat still as a stone. He saw the girl hijacker and the bearded man standing quite still too, with their guns in their hands and their mouths open. Then a man in white ran through the door with a gun in his hand. He shot the girl and the bearded man before they could move. The hijacker in the black shirt came out of the captain's cabin behind the man in white, but 2 other men in white came through the door and shot him too. The 2 prisoners in their yellow raincoats tried to get to the door, but the men in white knocked them to the floor and handcuffed their hands behind their backs. Carl looked down. The girl was lying on the floor of the aisle beside him. He thought he saw her hand move towards her machine gun, but then one of the soldiers in white ran down the aisle and shot her again through the head. Another soldier pulled her away by her legs, and her long hair left blood along the floor.